The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson, I'm your host. We are going to do, welcome to the Playoff Losers Recap show, in which we discuss the teams that are the playoff teams who are no longer. I don't really know the entire context. I know what we're doing, but look, joining me to do whatever the heck we're doing, John Breach and Tyler Sullivan, aka Sully. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Yo. I should have worn my Bengals jersey since it's the Playoff Losers podcast, right?
I'll be honest. I don't understand the assignment that we're executing here. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Like, I think this might mean you're dating yourself a little bit.
What's that?
I think this might mean you're dating yourself a little bit.
No. I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, I thought we were grading and like giving out. I thought we were like grading the teams now, but now we are apparently doing what?
Well, we add an element of fun to it.
I like the element.
I'm just have an individual meme
where it came from. I like it.
Brinson has lost control of the show, and we're not even 2 minutes into it. Yeah, so we can hand out grades, but we're going to hand out memes for each team.
I will say that, like, as soon as I like went looking for my memes, I was like, I mean, I found them in like 5 seconds because I knew what I wanted to. You know, you thought about the team and you think about the meme, but we have not seen we have not seen each other's memes. Correct.
Correct.
This is correct. Element of surprise.
Did you both do the AFC with memes?
I did.
Yeah, probably.
Did you both do the NFC with memes?
No.
No.
Okay, so we have two different memes for each AFC team.
And sounds one about right.
And that's fine. I doubled up for a couple, so that's fine.
Cool.
Okay. We're going to start with the AFC. And I guess my other point of confusion was, were we memeing the way in which, are we memeing the way in which that the team was booted from the playoffs, or just the team in general for
20? Well, I see that part of it. Both.
Yeah, that's
you
part of the surprise.
Mine was a little bit of both. Some of it was the way it ended, and then some, sure. if you went out of the playoffs, I guess uninspiring, you know, was it an uninspired loss? Maybe it's a little bit more of a theme to the season.
Right. I try to encompass everything about everything.
I sort of thought about the team, what was the first thing that popped in my head? And then, like, what is the closest meme for that? And that's what I tried to come up with.
I also went a little like vanilla with my memes. I didn't want to get fired. I didn't know how like dark we could go with these memes because the internet can be a very deep and dark place.
I've got some fringe fireballed memes in there.
Two or three. That's good. I think
I had 12 cat photos, but Billy said memes, not cat photos.
Six teams and three or four fireball memes in there. So we'll see. The worst is when you don't know if a meme, you're like, am I right about that meme? Like, I get that meme.
That's
right?
Also true. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we start in the AFC where we have a lot of stuff to cover? Are we going to grade each other's memes?
Sure.
Why not?
Throw another element into it. Let's do it.
I love grading things. All right. So I'll grade the NFC memes and you guys grade, I'll grade the AFC memes and you guys grade the.
And real quick, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, you definitely need to hunt down the YouTube version so you can fully appreciate the memes we are going to hand out.
Okay. And now, I mean, presumably these memes are going to be fairly commonplace. Yeah. So when you present your meme, this is like, it's like each step in the progression of modern social media. And like the older you get is like more and more just like mind bending. Like when Eli Manning and I were talking about oatmeal TikTok, like earlier in the week, you know, it's just like, and Eli's like, yeah, just go to Quaker at Quaker on TikTok. It's like, you can't have possibly expected to be saying that in 2023 when you started playing football.
Anyway. I just can't wait for the AI episode that we're going to do in a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl.
Oh, and it's just like it's like,
what is it? The chat GTP or whatever. Like,
have you seen that thing? It's amazing.
It's wild. I'm like scared of it. I like opened it for a second and I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to fall into something.
You are going to be out of a job in like 3 weeks.
I mean, that's probably true too.
That thing's going to be writing for everyone.
My buddy Mike Glennon was like, he was using it. He's like, hey, write a scouting report for Mike Glennon. It was basically like, brruh, brruh, brruh. It was like, sheesh, pretty accurate. You know, it's like, I mean, it's just, but like, you could probably get it to do it for like any quarterback and it's going to come up with, you know, like a scouting report that's reasonably, you know, it's going to be like, Daniel Jones is a mobile quarterback with considered a great leader with, and like, you just, bye bye, scouts. Bye bye, writers. Hello, robots.
But I'm all lasted.
What would you do if robots took all our jobs, Sully?
I'd just go be a plumber. Be a really bad plumber with my dad and my brother.
What you say? Are your dad and brother?
My dad plumber? And brother are a plumber. I'm basically like, you know, in Zoolander when he goes to back and work at the coal mines with his family.
Yeah, sure.
It's basically me.
That's hilarious.
The crazy thing is, Sully's taking this chat GPT.
That would have been. Why don't we have that meme ready?
That's Sully's taking this chat GPT thing so seriously. He's already got his whole future mapped out in case the AI takes over and turns into Skynet.
I will be a very bad plumber. If you see me walking into your house instead of my dad or my brother, then you know it's gonna not be good for you.
I'm gonna go work at a cat cafe.
Your dad and brother like secretly in the mafia? It's like plumber mafia. Is that Irish plumber mafia?
Yeah, Irish Boston plumber. It really is fitting the right demo right there.
I mean, hey, look, I've seen what's the movie with Mark Wahlberg and Leo?
Departed.
I mean, that could might as well have been plumbers. Just cops.
Absolutely.
So maybe you guys are like, you know what? Let's start the show. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to be, we're talking about memes, so whatever. All right. Anywho, we'll start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right. Introduce your meme, whoever this is.
This is my meme. Okay. This is the little girl.
Audio version too. So describe the meme.
Got it. This is the little girl who is in the forefront of the picture. And behind her, you see the house burning down. In this situation, the house that is burning down is the AFC South. Jacksonville was kind of left for dead back in November, but then they kind of got the last laugh, or in this case, little smirk. And they're looking back at the camera saying, yeah, guess who's going to dominate the AFC South? Because I just burnt the rest of the house down. So that is why this is the perfect meme for Jacksonville.
Okay, that's pretty good. I would have given. So by the way, I didn't realize this. She was in 2021. She was a college senior in North Carolina and apparently sold the original NFT of this meme for $500,000. Zoe Roth. I wonder if she was at school. No way she was at NC State. That's,
impressive.
I'm sure she was at Carolina. If you're at NC State, you don't. I think the one thing I would have liked to see from that breach is a caption added to it.
Oh, I was not told anything about captions.
Titans and Colts used to run the AFC. Used to. Or AFC South. Used to. Like, you know, like you as the cap. So we'll give you a B+ for it. I like that one, though. Sully, introduce your meme for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mine is the Chris Pratt looking into the camera, jar on the floor. I believe it's from Parks and Recreation, where he's, like, excited. Like, oh, boy, this is happening. And that's with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not only did they turn things around after Urban Meyer turned into a playoff team, and then they win a playoff game. They come back and rally against the Chargers. So you're like, okay, it's happening. Let's not jinx ourselves too much. But Trevor Lawrence is starting to look like the guy. We have the right coach in Doug Peterson. Things are sneakily working in their direction.
I kind of like this one. I'm trying to think I really like this one because I love Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec, incredible, great memes coming out of it. I'm trying to think. I do feel like the Andy Dwyer shocked meme is the result of something bad happening, though.
Right. Like, I forget the context of the show.
I want to say it's like Ron Swanson finds out that he's like has a child or something.
So maybe it would have worked a little bit better for last year's Jacksonville Jaguars team.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm trying to find it. I like it. I like it.
Or the face, if it's a bad thing. Oh, you're a fan of any other team in the AFC South? Oh, joke's on you because the Jags won the division.
Yeah. He opens his mouth on the GIF he's like opening, he's like, ah! So I can go with it. I'll give it a straight B. Cool. I think I'll give it a B+2. I like both memes for the Jaguars. And the usage of, I was going to go B, but usage of Parks and Rec cranks it up a little bit. Okay. Breach, what was your meme for the Baltimore Ravens?
I think that's Tyler.
That one's mine. It's the Futurama guy squinting, kind of looking suspiciously, and the caption is, "Where are you?" And I think we all kind of understand that. Lamar Jackson, not really anywhere to be found during those last final weeks. Was he full? Was it 100% because he's injured, or is a little bit part of it because of a contract that he hasn't signed yet? So it's more of a, hey, where are you, Lamar Jackson? What's the deal here?
I'm just going to give you an A+ for that one. It's pretty fantastic. I wouldn't have actually thought of that one. It made me laugh out loud when I saw it. It is a perfect description of the Ravens, and it focuses on Lamar Jackson, who, seriously, Lamar, where are you? Because I could have had the Super Bowl exacta with the Ravens and the Eagles, but no, you had to disappear. And why are you not here? Where are you? Breach, what do you think about Sully's meme there?
I like it. I am not the grader, but I also think that it was a good meme. And I can't believe that
Sully and I... right into yours, obviously.
Well, I was... No, it didn't. I was just going to say that I can't believe Sully and I independently had to come up with a meme for each team, and we didn't double up on anything.
I know. That's impressive.
Have you seen each other's memes? So you didn't? Do you know that?
No.
Billy told us.
Oh, okay. Well, Breach, go ahead. I was going to say... Wait. As I toss it to you, go ahead and segue to your meme. Oh,
all right. My meme, of course, is the dog sitting in the apartment that is on fire.
Let's go. The "this is fine" meme.
Yeah. Yes, if you let me finish, Brinson, the "this is fine" meme, as it is known to everyone else. So this is basically just the Ravens sitting in the apartment with the Lamar Jackson negotiations. Like, oh, everything's fine. Don't look behind the curtain. Don't worry about anything. We're all good here. When in fact, nothing is good. Jackson didn't play the final month and a half of the season. You have no idea if he's going to return. They might have to franchise tag him. He doesn't want their offers. He wants a Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract. The two sides don't seem to be on the same page. Everything is fine, but nothing is fine.
Love it. I mean, that's perfect encapsulation of where that organization is right now.
Absolutely. And by the way, as Dom points out, thanks for describing the memes for not only the audio listeners, but anyone who is blind who is watching the show. That is very helpful. Good job.
Maybe we should let Dom grade our meme descriptions then.
It's actually not a bad idea. Yeah, if you got a grade for the description, throw it in. And yes, Stu, the Boomers are playing with the Memes tonight or today, whatever is happening. Okay. You know what? I give it a A+ as well. I laughed at Sully. I found Sully's more amusing, but that is a really, really appropriate meme because you have it, and it could have been just Eric DaCosta sitting there like, oh my God, like Ozzie Newsom, I was happy Ozzie drafted Lamar, he won MVP, great player, but I'm just sitting here, everything's burning around me. And, it's like, there's nothing you can do about it. It is a very traditional meme. By the way, I might have to tell my son, text Robbie, he should go home from school and tell him to turn on YouTube and watch the meme, watch this meme football show.
He can grade the overall show.
Yeah. Okay. Bengals up next. Breach, you want to start with, you know, whoever it is, whatever meme Billy throws up, whoever it is, you start with it.
All right. This is Nick Young looking confused. And this is the perfect meme for the Bengals because this is kind of the, is that really how our season ended with the refs completely throwing us under the bus with horrible calls and we don't get to go to the Super Bowl because the officiating crew has no idea how to actually officiate and doesn't know the NFL rule book? That's the confused look on his face. And I feel like that was the look on the face of every Bengals player when they got to the locker room after the AFC Championship game. So Bengals just kind of confused about how this season ended when maybe they would have won if the officiating crew knew the rules.
We have a very similar theme with ours, and that's exactly my face, Nick Young, when all of a sudden the Chiefs got a do-over on 3rd and 9. I'm like, what? What is happening again? How is this an actual thing at this point in the NFL season? $1 trillion business? Like, really? We have to stop the clock at that point?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll go try to decide A minus or B plus. I mean, I think it checks out. It's like, I'm going to give it a B plus to only... You know, I get it. I think it applies correctly. Totally confused. Wait, this was Breaches, not Sully's, right?
Yeah,
Breaches. Yeah. Oh, now we're playing favors. It's always no. I get it, Brenton. I get it. I know what's going on here.
Look, this is the Bengals season. I expected just a little bit more out of you in terms of like, you know, like I wanted like a dialed in like.
No, it's still raw. I can't. There's no.
Like, I'm like Photoshop of like Joe Burrow's face on that meme. You know, like something. So yeah. So like you're getting a B plus only because I was sort of expecting. You know, that we might get just some absolute
I get it.
Fire from you and the Bengals. Or like a Tiger King meme, maybe.
I underwhelmed you.
Not underwhelmed. I just, you know.
I mean, no, I get it, Brenton.
Like you had several days to plan this meme for the Bengals. Like, you knew, like, very far ahead of time that you were doing Bengals memes. All right, Sully, what you got?
I'm kicking myself for those Tiger King memes. That would have been fantastic.
Oh, this is a caption breach that goes a long way.
Yes, I did this in the waiting room of my car dealership while I was getting a sticker today. So, you know, I was really putting in that extra work for you guys.
But yeah, inspection sticker or something?
Yeah, I had to do that today. It was really, really fun morning. Yeah. So this meme is, I don't know if it's from anything, but it's a cartoon character reaching for a balloon or a ball. I have the guy reaching for it being the Bengals, the balloon being the Super Bowl. And then in the next picture below it, there's a person hugging, almost pulling it away from the balloon. And I call that the refs. And so basically the same synopsis that Breach had. Just, it felt like they were about to get to the Super Bowl, the Bengals. It felt like it was within their grasp, within their hands. And then for better or worse, the referees kind of get in their way and pull them back.
It appears that this is called running away balloon meme.
Sure, I'll take that.
Well, I'm just, for people who are listening, it's like, it's, I mean, obviously not like, if my parents is firing up this podcast for something from while they're traveling, like they're not going to get it. But like, you know, if people are listening, they'll probably get it. You know, look, I give it a B plus as well. I'm not trying to match up grades, but like, I probably would have a non-caption here. Actually, I'm going to go A minus for Sully because the caption. I just think the caption's the extra work. You're sitting in the dealership. You're sitting at the car dealership. You don't have to be doing that.
I'll be honest, I have never seen that meme.
I haven't either, but
I might be out of touch, but well, I have never seen that one.
I mean, it makes very easy. It makes a lot of sense. Like this, about to get a balloon, and then somebody comes up behind and says, no balloon for you, and he added the caption with the big one. Like, I got it. I'd never seen it either, but I got it immediately.
Yeah, you guys are old. That's a very popular caption.
What is it from?
It's not from anything.
It has to be from something. It's not like somebody drew this as a meme.
No, no, yeah,
I like, almost feel like it might be.
No. That's not how that works. That's just not how that works.
There's a lot of creative people out here, Brenton. Jeez, give them some credit.
Okay, let's find out. There's got to be an origin. There's an origin for all memes. Now, I mean, it could be a cartoon that was drawn.
Now that's an invention, almost like dropping a meme into a search engine and you could like get it.
It is from April 2017 for anyone saying it was recent. So it is 6 years old.
It's just like it's just somebody did like a webcomic and it's like.
Okay. Yeah. Like a funny on like a newspaper or something like that. But obviously.
Yeah.
On the internet.
It's opportunity. And the pink character is actually shyness. So it wasn't written as a meme. It's written as like a social commentary.
Sure.
But you can obviously then quickly apply different labels.
But we're a football podcast, so we don't understand social commentary. So right. We do football memes.
Exactly.
It's like football.
It's a two-panel web comic, Now that can, when you do a two panel webcomic, it can easily become a meme. Like that is set up to easily become a meme. You're not pulling off a screen grab for something. I will ask Robbie if he knows. He's like, leave me alone, Dad. He actually blocked me on FaceTime because I was annoying him the other day. I kept like FaceTime.
I can see that. Anyway. I've thought about doing it a few times.
It's pretty funny. Okay. I see. All right, now I'm assuming this is Breach again because it's unlabeled. A very, very famous meme that everyone gets, but this is one you just have to label.
I don't label it because I'm explaining it. We're inviting these memes. So then I'm glad that you don't know the team. This is we have our famous meme where our boyfriend is with his disgusted looking girlfriend because he is checking out another girl. We all know this meme. This is the Miami Dolphins. This is their entire season. It is now going to be their entire offseason. The Dolphins front office is the boyfriend. Tua is the disgusted girlfriend. And all other quarterbacks who could possibly play Tom Brady is the other girl that the Dolphins are checking out. But it could be literally any free agent quarterback that would be an upgrade over Tua. You know, we went through this whole offseason. Tua looked great, but now he's dealing with these injury questions. So I feel like it is something we're going to hear about for the next 3 months. Is Tua the answer in Miami, or should they go out and make a play for someone?
Yeah, it's actually called a distracted boyfriend meme, technically. But yeah, guy checking out other girl meme, you know, whatever. A- here for you, Breach. It's great stuff. Again, full A if you captured it. And I understand that, you know, you didn't. I didn't capture all mine, so it's not going to, like, you know. But
I can't wait to dock you.
Well, that one's a layup caption opportunity for the Miami Dolphins. Sully. All right, the Miami Dolphins.
Mine is the SpongeBob Squidward looking outside. SpongeBob and Patrick.
Sort of setup.
It's a little bit similar. Squidward is obviously Tua Tagovailoa. He's obviously injured, can't participate in the playoffs, and you have the Dolphins in there, not necessarily having fun, but at least making a playoff run and playing postseason football without him.
Squidward looking, was it Squidward looking out window meme or Squidward looking out the window checks out. Man, you guys really took after Tua on this one, huh? Like,
sorry, Tua.
I mean, Tua, Lord knows you couldn't, like, I don't know, you couldn't have like hyped up Mike McDaniel or it's just a Tua. It's just a Tua. I'll give that one an A. I don't think you usually caption this one, so it makes it a little bit easier to go full A, Breach. I mean, no, Breach is not personal, right? This is, I'm still good. I haven't given anything below
a B+. Hey, look, I had work to do. I didn't get to work on these memes till 1 o'clock. And by then, it was more important to get the memes ready. And then if I had time, I was going to add the captions, but I did not have time.
Right.
I just didn't do it.
I did one. Yeah. Okay. Next up, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
Is that a real Chargers meme?
Look, this one is self-explanatory. We have known about the crying Jordan forever. And look, the Chargers are the perfect franchise. They encompass the crying Jordan, especially when you consider that their season ended by blowing a 27-0 lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs. It's one thing to blow a 27-0 lead. It is another thing, another level of embarrassment to do it to Jacksonville.
Now you need to add that in this particular meme, Michael Jordan is crying lightning bolts. The crying Jordan.
Lightning bolts. This is from a Facebook site called Chargers Suck. So if you want to join, if you think the Chargers suck and you want to join that Facebook group, it was, I saw it, I laughed, I thought it was perfect. And yes, so it is crying Michael Jordan with lightning bolt tears.
Okay, this is a clear A+ because one, there's nothing greater than, you know, being an NC State fan and the single greatest NBA basketball player of all time who attended Carolina suddenly becomes a crying meme for like a couple of years, and it's sort of drifted off a little bit. You brought it back here, Breach. I enjoy that. State fans don't ever get tired of crying Jordan memes, and specific to the Chargers, I love the lightning bolts coming out of the face. Very A+, easy A+ for you.
Yes.
Sully, what do you have for the
self-esteem boost?
Mine, I have the South Park and it's gone.
Oh my gosh.
And so, I mean, that one again, self-explanatory. You have to lean into the 27-0 blown lead in the playoffs to the Jaguars. It, you know, you look at what the Chargers were dealing with towards the end of that season. I mean, there was still talk about whether or not if this team failed to miss the playoffs, what was going to happen with Brandon Staley. Things turned around. All of a sudden, if they're trending in the direction of making the postseason, it looks like they're kind of a sexy play to maybe go deep. And what does Brandon Staley do? He plays Mike Williams in that final game. He plays Joey Bosa. Those guys are dealing with injuries. Mike Williams doesn't even play. And they still pull up a huge lead because of Trevor Lawrence and throwing a bunch of those interceptions. And they still blow it. So, again, and it's gone. All of that momentum, all of that positive energy, and it's gone.
The only quibble I would have with this whatsoever, and this is one of my favorite memes, one of my favorite GIFs. I'm a huge South Park fan, obviously, I guess. The GIF would have, I like the GIF a little bit better.
Yeah.
But A+ as well for and it's gone. I mean, excellent work on the Chargers. This is, I believe the episode is like somebody comes in, hey, I'd like to take my money out of the bank. And he's like, all right, let's just see what we got here. And it's gone. And he did it every again. So A+ for that one. What do we have? Oh, the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. What do we have for the
Sully might be up first. I just turned my in 30 seconds ago. I got caught between memes. Nope, it is me. So this is, I like it. I don't love it. But this is Steve Buscemi. And this is the one where he's dressed up like a kid. And he walks up with a skateboard and says, well, hello there, fellow youths. And to me, this is the Bills walking up to the Chiefs and Bengals and saying, well, hello there, fellow Super Bowl contenders. When in fact, hey, the Bengals and Chiefs are getting the Super Bowl. The Bills haven't been in the AFC title game in 2 years. They were the Super Bowl front runner to start the season, the Super Bowl favorite. Didn't even get to the conference championship game. They lose the divisional round for 2 straight years. And fun fact from Scott Casmar on Twitter, no team has ever gotten to the Super Bowl with the same quarterback head coach combo if they didn't do it within their first 5 years together. Sean McDermott and Josh Allen just finished their first 5 years together. So they would have to buck history to ever get to the Super Bowl with McDermott as the head coach and Allen as the quarterback.
Here's a fun fact. How many years for them?
They just finished five.
So this will be their sixth year. This meme is from the show 30 Rock, which I was actually just watching. I was just watching an episode where Steve Buscemi plays Lenny Lynn, whatever. He's like this super weird private investigator who does a bunch of work for Jack Donaghy, Alec Baldwin. Like he finds his cookie jar stuff. This meme is from season 6. So a little, interesting.
Yeah. Ooh, 6 years is a theme. You go into the years.
That's what I'm saying. 6 years. Yeah. So I give it a
next level.
I give it an A-. Love a 30 Rock. I paused 30 Rock and like, cause I didn't want to be blaring while I was coming in here.
What if I knew what you were watching? Cause I have a camera at your house.
I'm sad. I didn't get a 30 Rock meme into mine. Okay. Actually, oh man, that would have been a good
one. As we're doing this, I'm thinking the same thing. Well, I'm like, man, there were so many memes.
That would be such an easy one for the Bucks. Like, how do you do, fellow kids? Like Tom, you know, okay. That's not mine for the Bucks, but whatever. Okay.
Oh. Mine is from Star Wars Rogue One. It's the villain. I forget his name. He's just like the main villain in Rogue One. And he's saying, we were this close. We were on the verge of greatness. We were this close. And that's the Buffalo Bills. Like Breach was saying, preseason favorite, Josh Allen, preseason MVP. They go obviously and lose that game in the final 13 seconds in the divisional round against the Chiefs. They reload. They bring in Von Miller. They're pretty much locked and loaded. Von Miller gets hurt. They kind of revert back to what they were a year ago, and they fall in the divisional round to the Cincinnati Bengals. They were this close. They were this close in the verge of greatness and weren't able to do it.
Galen Orso is the character.
Galen Orso, yes.
Yes. I had to look it up. I like that. He's a real prick in that show. Is it Rogue One?
Rogue One.
Rogue One's really good.
Best Star Wars movie.
I think I agree.
No. The character is Orson Krennic, and he was talking to Galen Orso because
Galen Orso is a good guy. Yeah, I'm not good at Star Wars at all. That's not
Sean Wagner McGuff. If Swimmy was still here, Brenton, he would have quit the podcast on the spot for you messing up a Rogue One reference.
I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I know all the Star Wars. Not a huge Star Wars guy. I watch Star Wars anytime it's on. Watch Mando. Yeah, I watch it all.
Yeah,
but it's just not like, you know, I wouldn't describe it as like even a tiny little part of my identity. So B+. Is that all the AFC teams?
That's our AFC.
Now I wish my memes were better for the
A lot of pressure on you, Ben.
A lot of pressure. I know. All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, I will deliver some NFC memes next.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay. Let's see if I can get fired on this first one. I think we're going to start with the New York Giants. And I'm going to invoke a quote from Saquon Barkley and a old ESPN the magazine cover that was quite controversial back in the day. They asked, what if Michael Vick were white? That was the actual headline of the story. I believe that the magazine headline, what if Michael Vick were white? Well, what did Barkley call Daniel Jones? Like white Vick, like white Mike, whatever.
Vanilla Vick.
This is vanilla. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. This is vanilla Vick. This is literally vanilla Vick. Although Daniel Jones, embodying that according to Saquon Barkley. And I think that's sort of the takeaway for me is like, yeah, they got blasted in the playoffs, but you know, Daniel Jones turned himself from like Sam Darnold 2.0 about to be a free agent into vanilla Vick this season. He's going to get $30 million. And that's the big takeaway for me for the Giants season. This is not, I don't even know if this qualifies as a meme, but you know, first thing I thought of with the Giants was
it's a springboard. I like it. I'll give it a B+ there. That makes sense. You know, again, he has turned himself into a guy that you have to legitimately think that you can build your franchise around. Now we might look back at this in, you know, a few years and say, oh, that was a bad decision by them. They should have kind of just
like it was a bad decision by ESPN to put that on the cover of their magazine.
Exactly. You know, it reminds me of the narrative. It never ended up happening, but remember when the Chicago Bears were making that push to the playoffs and everybody was wondering, do we sign Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah. By the way, I checked. There's actually a Know Your Meme entry for this. So what if Michael Vick were white? There we go.
And so let me say that when this picture came up, I had no idea where Brinson was going with this. And I was ready that we were going to have to give him an F and that we were all going to lose our jobs. But in fact, nope, Brinson turned it around and it made a lot of sense because Daniel Jones is vanilla Vic. And of course, that is like the craziest ESPN, the magazine cover of all time. So, yes, I like it, Brinson. I'm going to give it an A-. I'll one up Sully.
Thank you. By the way, worth noting that so let's see the some of the parodies of this are great. Torre, who wrote the article, tweeted out, here's my ESPN the magazine essay about Michael Vick and race. I asked them not to call it What If Vick Were White, but they did anyway. And then he said, I had no idea they put a pic of Vick in whiteface. Makes no sense with an essay saying it's impossible to reimagine him as white. The original parody that was tweeted out was from @JoeSportsFan, in which they said, what if Michael Vick was a bald eagle? And then somebody tweeted out, what if Michael Vick were barbecue spare ribs. Would you eat him? See, like, you know, they didn't change his face to a bunch of different
things. What year was that? If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
I know I would. What if the moon were made of cheese?
What year did that come out, Will? What was like that?
2011, I think.
I mean, if that was today, that would have been quite the meme. Like, that would have been fully memed.
That's probably the secret reason.
No, it got fully memed. It would have been fully canceled if it came out today.
Well, yeah, that's also
true. August 25th, 2011. It was like leading into the season. It was like, what if Michael Vick were white? And everybody was like, what the hell are you thinking here, guys? Okay, next one up. The Seattle Seahawks. This is supposed to be a gif. I don't know if it's going to play or not, but it's Pete Carroll featured stomping around the sidelines, smacking his gum, except he's doing it, and somebody photoshopped into a GIF, a top hat, a cane, and a monocle. It's Pete Carroll Pimp GIF, or Pete Carroll Pimp.GIF. It's the Seahawks. Look, everyone said Pete Carroll was toast. He was washed up. He's done. He had to trade Russell Wilson. Fire Pete Carroll. He can't do anything. He's going to start the season with Geno Smith and Drew Locke as his quarterbacks. The Seahawks are supposed to win 5.5 games. They went to the freaking playoffs. Easy for me. Pete Carroll gift. I mean, I saw Seahawks. Boom. Pete Carroll gift. Not even thinking about it. I got a t-shirt with this on it.
Yeah. This makes all the sense in the world. I'll give you an A- here. Not only that, I mean, you're talking about a team that, like, we were all picking the Broncos to maybe win that division, be a sneaky Super Bowl team like we've seen with Brady in Tampa, Stafford in the Rams. We were putting that narrative on the Denver Broncos. Meanwhile, we're looking at the Seahawks being like, they're going to stink. They're going to have a top five pick. They're not going to be anything, and they still make the playoffs and still have a top five pick because the Broncos were horrible. Pete Carroll playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Pete Carroll playing chess while everyone else is playing Candyland. That is really what it felt like in the AFC West. I like it, Brenton. I'll give you a B+.
A week, dude. Come on.
What? A B+ is a fantastic grade. How many B+ is
Carroll Pimp, or was that like Monopoly Pete Carroll?
That's, like, yes, I couldn't tell.
And everything.
I also thought it's
literally called Pete Carroll Pimp.
But I also thought, see, when it originally came up before you started explaining, I thought it was Mr. Peanut. And so, you know, because you had to explain it, we couldn't tell if it was the Monopoly guy or Mr. Peanut. So that's where I docked you.
Mr. Peanut?
Yeah, Mr. Peanut has a monocle on a hat, a tall hat.
R.I.P. Mr. Peanut, right? Didn't he die in like a Super Bowl?
They killed him. They had drove him off the cliff in the Super Bowl, I think.
But then they had a baby peanut. It was all good.
Oh, okay.
It actually might be called Pete Carroll top hat cane. Maybe they don't. It may not be acceptable to call it a Pete Carroll pimp meme.
Maybe Mr. Peanut is going to have another Super Bowl commercial this year.
We'll the see actual regular like clip of him. They clinched the playoffs back in what year was it? They clinched the playoffs back in 2013. The actual, which second year Russell Wilson. The actual like is without the top hat and cane added is like still kind of great because Pete Carroll's just like it's raining. He's just swag walking down the sidelines. He's chomping his gum. Pete Carroll's a pimp for sure. Okay. Now next up is one where I wish I'd gone with hello, fellow kids. It's the Buccaneers. I just found an old man. All I can think about was Tom Brady just. So, I don't know. I find this old man amusing. It's the I don't know what it's called. I think it's a stock old man stock image at computer with coffee mug, and he's just sort of smiling. I think that's what it's called. I when I thought about the Buccaneers, the first thing I thought about was immediately Tom Brady is an old man. So I was like old man meme, and this is what I think I thought in my head. In hindsight, I think I wish I'd gone with how do you do, fellow kids, because Tom Brady showed up to the NFL playoffs. You know, the NFC with against like, what a bunch of young quarterbacks. Who are the other ones? I guess it was, Geno's not necessarily young, but you got, you know, Dak, Purdy, Hurts,
Cousins,
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. And it's like, it would have been, so how do you do, fellow kids? Would have been better. If you want to dock me and give me a bad grade, I don't care. I don't know
about that, Will. I actually like this one because I've seen this in other memes and like they zoom in on his face and there is pain in this man's eyes.
That's a good point. Thank you, Sally. Way to save this.
And so, like, if you're like, yes, Tom Brady's the old man going to work, but then you zoom in a little bit and this is Tom Brady looking at the roster saying, oh boy, this is not the 2020 Tampa Bay Buccaneers that I returned out of retirement to. I made a horrible decision.
So Billy just zoomed in on his eyes, and you could tell he's like that smile is like.
It looks like he wants to cry.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, he's like checking his emails from, you know, I mean, it's just.
Those are the eyes that say, I wish I was in Miami with the Dolphins.
It's also the eyes that say, like, oh, this, I put my marriage on the line to come back for this season. You know, like you know, if you're gonna, if you come back and win the Super Bowl, it's like, well, I told you I should play again. Instead, you go 8-9, you like lose in the first round of the playoffs. You're like, okay, maybe that wasn't the best season to come back to.
I'll be honest. I was ready to give this a C, but I think Solly saved it by pointing out the pain in the eyes. And now I'm upping it to a straight up B.
The pain is there.
I just got emotional thinking about that guy's pain.
I was going to give myself like a B minus, like worse or like best case. And Solly moved it up. Good job, Solly. This is, hey, there's no I in team, pal.
Got you.
Okay. Next up is, oh yeah. Well, hold on. So before we do this, we need to go to the other one. Now this is the explainer for it. This is the Leo DiCaprio dancing at his wedding in Wolf of Wall Street. And he's doing all kinds of crazy maneuvering with his arms and he's flailing around. He's like lit up on Quaaludes and all kinds of, you hear at the beginning of the movie, like just how many different drugs he's on. And the reason why we have this GIF is because it reminds me exactly of what Mike McCarthy looked like when he was doing his dance in the Cowboys locker room. If we can find a GIF, great. If not, he's wearing this chain, but he's doing like, he's doing crazy arm movements around. I couldn't find a great GIF of it, actually. That's why I went with Leo. And we now have, and there could be some parallels happening here too, by the way. Like Leo at the peak of his powers, you know, he marries the Duchess Margot Robbie. They're together. He's loving life. Everything's going well. He's making money hand over fist, can't lose. And then all of a sudden everything comes crashing down on this like house of cards. You fired Kellen Moore. You're moving on. It's like you're in charge. You got all the power. It doesn't feel like he's Mike McCarthy's guaranteed to coach as long as Tom Landry in Dallas.
For a minute there, Will, I thought you were going to go with, you know, Mike McCarthy moving around, acting like he's on drugs because of that final play that he ran.
Oh, that would work too. Yeah,
Zeke Elliott snapping the football. I mean, that would make sense as well. I mean, I give this a B. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I also give it a B. That was the longest explanation.
When you explain it for a long time and need two memes, it's kind of, you're like, all right, you gotta bring
yeah. I guess I could have gone, I should have gone with this as the Colts punt meme, because I think that is like an actual meme.
Well, I think I would have gone with.
I think it's worth pointing out too, by the way, like as much crap as we give the Cowboys for that final play, like they were never scoring on the final play. Like it's the stuff that it was like a 5% chance you're going to score there. It's like the stuff leading up to having to do that final play is the real problem. But the final play, like, is it embarrassing? You didn't get a single lateral off? Yes. Is it a terrible play? Yes. Was it ever going to work? No.
Well, right. And looking at the independently, it wouldn't have gotten as grilled if the final play the year before also wasn't complete garbage. So you can't end 2 years in a row on the most ridiculous plays in anybody's playbook that anyone's ever seen. I'll just say real quick, if I had done the Cowboys, I would have done right here, the old lady from Titanic saying it's been 84 years, because that's how long it feels like it's been since the Cowboys have
You separately chatted Billy. You're like, here's a better meme than the one Brinson did.
No, I just sent it. Well, I was going to use this, but I couldn't find a good one in the AFC. So I had it saved.
Bills would have worked for that one.
Yeah, Bills, but they went to an AFC title game. The Cowboys haven't even been to a conference title game since 1995. So,
I mean, that's because Jerry Jones prayed to God. Bunny quotes, as Breach likes to call him. He clearly made a deal with the devil and was like, look, he said, give me this Super Bowl and I won't ask for another one ever again. The guy's like, all right, dumb. Like,
you want to make this deal, Jerry?
You're favored by like 11. Like, just go win this one. You probably get another one later down the road. But no, Jerry wanted to sign it. Okay. The Minnesota Vikings. This is the Denzel meme. Denzel Washington hits his chest and shakes his head in relief. I'm not sure what he says after that. I probably can't say it. Maybe my man or something of that nature. Who's to say what words come out of his mouth next? But we talk about the Minnesota Vikings. It's like everything was a close call for the 2022 Minnesota Vikings. So you could have gone with any number of the, like you could have gone with a sweaty pilot thing from Airplane. Could have gone with Denzel's relieved. Could have gone with anxious, like the whatever the nerd show is where the guy's blowing in the paper bag. There's a lot of these. There's just gonna be a close
call. Like putting his hand on the like exhaling after he went for a run.
Yeah. Like anything where somebody was relieved or like it was a close call meme is basically what I was going with for the Vikings. Not that he should be relieved. I probably could go with Alonzo Mourning. You know, like yes, no meme, I guess. But you know, you get the point. Like just any one of those would have worked, I think.
Yeah, I like this. I would have also went with the, like, this makes sense because of, obviously, all these close games, as you mentioned. I also would have went with a sort of a theme of, we are who they thought they were type of vibe, too.
Oh, because an actual football meme.
We all thought that team was going to be, you know, pretty much not long for the postseason because of all these close games. And they had the worst point differential and worst DVOA of any team that with 12-plus wins in basically forever. We all looked at this team saying, they're not going to do much, and they get into the postseason and they lose to the New York Giants.
I give Brinson a B. I give Sully an A for the Denny Green. We are who we thought they were. Because, I mean, that is true. We said it all season, and you feel bad because you keep roasting the Vikings, but they keep winning, and then they get to the playoffs, and now they are who we thought they were.
Yeah, I mean, I by the way, I'm enjoying this this meme. I like this meme. This might be a future we do on the
rent of the guy who tried to talk Billy out of it. And
I didn't know what we were doing.
You didn't know how it was going to play out. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Okay, so I also have two memes for the final final one, which is the 49ers. The first is so this is a Smash Brothers meme. Everyone is dead except Kirby. During the new Super Smash Brothers trailer, when it came out, this is like, you know, it came out like what, 5 years ago, whatever it was, it's like Kirby's by himself, he's like all his friends are dead. You know, he's got to go save his friends. I think it's Smash Brothers, right? And so everyone is dead except Kirby. That's the Niners basically with their depth chart. Billy, can you toss up the other one I sent you? It's a custom one, so you got to pull it up from your email. You can't grab it off the internet. I don't know if that's possible.
Wow, is it Brinson original?
Well, but here's the there it is. Go down. It's the bottom one. Yeah, you got it now. Billy freaked out. He realized he was showing us his email.
I know. We saw him. We saw those personal emails.
Billy. So, yeah, so here we have the only meme that actually matched across any of the board. Is the and it's gone. Here's the quarterback depth chart, and it's gone. So I said a little customized version of the and it's gone. That's why I was so excited when I saw your and it's gone, Sully. So
love
that. Was sort of my whole point is like the 49ers season is just all about the quarterbacks disappearing. Like that's the story of their season. Trey Lance down in week 2, Jimmy G down in week 13, Brock Purdy down in the NFC title game, followed by, you know, Josh Johnson down in the NFC title game. And now Brock Purdy maybe having to have surgery. They believe it might be a torn UCL. So those are Super Smash Bros. Everyone is dead except, like Brock, I don't know, like Josh John, everyone's dead except CMC. I don't know who Kirby is per se. Maybe Christian McCaffrey or Debo Samuel, and then Kyle the on combo. So that's my combo meme.
I love it. I listen, Kirby is the GOAT Super Smash character, so that obviously gets brownie points for me. And you had the same meme as me, so yeah. I mean, come on, this is an A+ for me.
That's what I'm talking about, Sully.
I gave Sully an A- for his South Park one. Brits, I'm gonna give you A+ because I think it's even more applicable, and I didn't even think that was possible. Because absolutely,
and you can see it in a custom, you know, font there with
the. I mean, could you imagine if you told Kyle Shanahan that Josh Johnson was going to play the majority of the first half for him in the NFC Championship game, what he would have been thinking if you told him that in August when he has Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy?
He'd be like, can I trade for? Like,
did an asteroid hit the practice facility? Yeah. Did what? What?
By the way, what did you guys think about Joe Burrow saying that he's a Ness guy? That's who he plays with in Smash Brothers. Ness. That's like not. That's kind of savage. If he's any good, he plays with Ness. I mean, that's
a little hipstery. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like a little bit. I mean, that's like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Like, just be Donkey Kong, be Mario, just be Kirby. Do it at like.
It's a flex.
Don't be someone that you have to unlock. Just be a normal character.
We've gotten to the point where I can no longer like. It used to be when we would play, I would tank when I was playing Robbie. We've gotten to the point I can no longer play him because I can't win. Yeah.
Now, my favorite part about the whole Smash Brothers story, though, was that Burrow was asked, like, hey, man, do you watch film? How much film are you watching on the team playing? And he's like, I'm done with film at that point. I am playing Smash Brothers, and that's the flex. Like, I don't need to study anymore. I got this down. I'm ready to go, and now I'm just enjoying myself.
Well, Brinson, are you playing like new Smash, or are you playing like N64?
No, new Smash. I didn't really play a bunch of 64 Smash, which is weird because
that's the best one.
I know, but I played 64 was like, I mean, obviously, like, you know, I don't know. Did you have a regular Nintendo?
N64 was my first.
Yeah, so like system. So like N64 like came out like when I was in like I think like early high school or late middle school, and but it's like that's what we played through, like you know, we played GoldenEye in high school and college. Like, I mean, so like Smash Bros was like, you know, we played it, but we had GoldenEye, and maybe like, so you know, you had like games that were, you know, like it was your, like, if it had come out when I was, I think the age thing is that way.
But right. Now, like, you weren't, like, I was playing like Smash, Pokemon Stadium, and like those type of games. I don't think you were playing that. You were playing, playing GoldenEye too, but.
Right. Yeah, we were playing like NBA Live and like Wayne Gretzky 64. And like, I mean, obviously Mario Kart. Man, I need to get a 64 again. Yeah. I had one. I got rid of it.
Have mine. It's in my downstairs little
way. Anytime we go home, I go home for Thanksgiving, we just play Mario Kart for more hours than I would ever care to admit.
Okay. Man, good meme show.
And thanks for asking. Princess Peach is my go-to character.
I'm a Toad guy. Mario Kart.
It's absolutely Toad.
It's just Toad.
I'm the older brother. I let my brothers pick first. They took Toad and Yoshi. And you've got to be one of the shorter, faster characters. And Peach is the only one left.
I guess Peach in the original Mario Kart is like a little bit shorter and faster. Because like the further out you get, she gets a little more like wobbly and like floaty. Like in Super Mario 2, you can't, that's the original Nintendo.
But yeah, I can't wait till our off-season podcast in June when we rank all the Mario Karts and Smash Brothers.
We're just going to be doing a podcast while like Twitch streaming Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do it. Yeah, let's go buy a 64 in Arizona and just play it like the whole time. Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad social media thing. Get a 64 and have people come on and be like, who's your favorite Smash Bro? Might hit the social team.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Yep. All right. Good meme show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. For Sully, for Breach, I'm Brinson. I was going to do some meme, but I got nothing. Thanks. We'll see you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.